Yeah, lovely. Thanks, Lee. Good morning to you too.
Consultation is open for members of the public to have their say on the new Cam River Bridge and in particular a new set of traffic lights to be proposed for the Bass Highway at Somerset.
Yeah, that's right, Lee. Two things. Yes, we've long awaited this upgrade to the bridge and we have the plan on display in at the Waratah Wynyard Council Chambers at Wynyard for anyone to come in and, you know, with their suggestions and their local knowledge of anything that they could provide of assistance to how the design ought to go. Public consultation period, it ends just before the end of March. Yeah, and the other thing, yeah, traffic lights, that might cause another set of traffic lights on the Murchison Highway. It might cause a bit of angst with some people, but by the same token, heavy equipment coming down the Murchison Highway out of Yola, like logging and vegetables, trucks and things like that, they have an enormous difficulty getting out onto the main road there at the Cam River Bridge. And sometimes they need to divert when there's the Cooey Crawl and come out Foulmouth Street. They take a little journey through some of the residential streets in Somerset and come out at the lights at Foulmouth Street, which it's not ideal.
There's congestion there with the Cooey Crawl, as you pointed out, the best of times. And then when you do have an accident, that makes things a whole lot heavier too, doesn't it?
It does, Lee. And like whilst I've got a bit of a reputation for roundabouts, I do think perhaps a roundabout might be the answer to some things along there because it seems to assist the flow. When you're arriving at a roundabout, you're giving away to your right and you're taking precaution of that, and it does allow the continual flow, even though it may be steady, sooner than a stop and another start. So I guess that might be a consideration in the long run. We don't know, but
and that's exactly what you and the council are doing at the moment, just a bit of a gauge to see what the people are thinking, ratepayers, and what the people in the community are thinking at the moment. Feedback can be provided either at the Waratah Wynyard Council offices, but also online as well, Robbie.
Yeah, that's right. The department welcoming feedback on the issue because, you know, there's nothing better than local knowledge, and this proposal's been on the cards for years. And finally, look, 2022, we're going to be looking at the commencement of the project. So it's progress in the right direction.
It's jointly funded, isn't it? The state and federal governments have joined in on this project.
Yeah, that's right. And the design of the bridge itself is going to allow access underneath the bridge to the waterfront from the southern side of the highway to the northern side of the highway. And that, for us, as a council, is going to be a big bonus because we're thinking, we're planning to develop the southern side of the Cam River, southern side of the bridge and the Cam River Reserve. And on the northern side, there is going to be the multi-million dollar Fairy Godmother's All Abilities Playground developed on Anzac Park there at Somerset near the surf club. So look, in the time to come, there's going to be an enormous amount of development in that area and a big change to the facilities.
With that wider bridge, that would certainly withstand more significant flooding and also accommodate future sea level rise as well. So it's got to be a good thing. The new bridge will include wide shoulders and a footpath for pedestrians and also to make cycling and walking over the bridge a lot safer.
It will, and along with that, the coastal pathway development. Look, there's so much going to happen there in that area that you won't recognise the place in a couple of years, the development that's going to take place and the improvements. It's so good to think that this is progressing the way it is.
So while the brand new bridge is being constructed, we'll keep using the old Cam Bridge, and then as soon as we do the crossover, the old bridge will be demolished, won't it?
Yeah, that's what I understand, that the old bridge will go in the end, but it'll be there as a thoroughfare whilst the new bridge is being built.
So what we're inviting the people in the public to do is to have their say on both, that's the traffic lights and also the designs of the brand new Cam River Bridge. Leave some feedback online or go to the Waratah Wynyard Council's website. All the details are there.
No, it's really good. Big improvements ahead.
The Cam River Bridge has been ready for either a facelift or demolished and replaced with a brand new one for quite some time, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's been discussion. Look, I reckon traffic congestion and then Cam River Bridge has been a topic for the last 20 years, I reckon.
Yeah.
And to think that we're getting somewhere, it takes time, doesn't it?
Yes, and it takes money too, doesn't it? Resources.
A lot of funds required for the program. projects that are going to be online there. There is a lot of funds.
Yeah, hopefully it can ease some congestion there. Robbie Walsh, Waratah Wynyard Council Mayor, I know you're a busy man. Thank you very much for your time this morning on 7B Breakfast.
Thank